South Carolina, controversy over the Confederate flag has led to an unusual lawsuit. For several weeks, the NAACP has been picketing tourist information centers just inside the state's borders. The group wants motorists to boycott South Carolina businesses until the flag is removed from the state capitol grounds. The South Carolina Attorney General has sued to stop the demonstrations, which he says are illegal. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Over the past few weekends, people who've driven Interstate 77 into South Carolina have received an unusual welcome. Along the side of the road, near the official state information center, NAACP protesters wave signs and call out to motorists, urging them to turn around and leave.
Sister Gara, Sister Gara. Sister Gara. Go home.
The protests are a new tool in the NAACP's long-running campaign against the Confederate battle flag, which flies outside the South Carolina Capitol building. The civil rights group wants tourists to boycott the state until the flag is removed. Last week, Dwayne Coleman was among the protesters at a welcome center near the North Carolina-South Carolina border.
When you come into the South Carolina, it's almost like paying for your oppression. They don't respect you, and they're going to treat you just like what their flag represents, and then you're going to pay for it.
The NAACP began its economic boycott 2 years ago. At the time, the flag flew atop the state capitol dome. Since then, legislators trying to defuse the controversy moved the banner to a pole on the state house lawn. That compromise satisfied some flag opponents, including a number of African American legislators who voted for it. But NAACP State President James Gallman says the flag still is too prominent.
That symbol that now flies in the front of our state house continues to be a symbol of hate, and we will not stop, we won't stop, not ever in South Carolina until the flag comes down. Thank you so much for being here with us.
South Carolina tourism officials say the boycott is having little economic effect, but the state attorney general has gone to court to try to stop the demonstrations. In a suit filed last month, Republican Charlie Condon called the protests a public nuisance that he says distract drivers and illegally turn rest areas into political forums.
Interstate rest stops are government-owned properties dedicated to the purpose of promoting public safety. Use for other purposes, such as social gatherings, meetings, or other group activities, is prohibited.
Condon's suit names both the NAACP and an organization known as Euro, a so-called white rights group led by David Duke, which held counter-demonstrations at welcome centers last month. The Attorney General says the protests set a dangerous precedent.
Next, we may see labor unions protesting our right to work laws, or the Green Party telling visitors our state is insensitive to the environment, or PETA activists complaining about animal rights. That is why we simply cannot allow this precedent to go unchallenged.
Like much of the ongoing debate over the Confederate flag, the Attorney General's lawsuit has political overtones. Condon, a vocal flag supporter, is running for governor. He's one of seven Republicans in a tight primary race, competing for the chance to challenge incumbent Democrat Jim Hodges this fall. Winthrop University political scientist Scott Huffman says the high-profile lawsuit has bolstered Condon's campaign.
I really do think that this was politically motivated. Condon is getting statewide attention, name recognition, on an issue that's important to the more conservative Republican voters who are most likely to show up at the primary.
NAACP leaders say the lawsuit has served only to increase publicity for their boycott. Last week's rally attracted more than 100 protesters, and dozens of drivers showed support by gesturing out their car windows or blowing their horns. But there was plenty of opposition as well. At the Welcome Center, several motorists scoffed at the idea of changing their vacation plans or shopping habits because of the boycott. One South Carolina retiree who watched the protest from a picnic table called the boycott stupid, but dismissed the state's lawsuit as a political gimmick. He says he and most people he knows are simply fed up with the whole controversy. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Rock Hill, South Carolina.